In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou amongst women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus. Our Lady, Queen of Martyrs, Saint Joseph, Saint Blaise, our patron saints and guardian angels. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Today we celebrate St. Blaise, the early martyr of the church, a bishop who is probably more noted of all the saints of the liturgical calendar because he has a special sacramental associated with him, the blessing of throats, which many people always look forward to. And maybe they don't know much about St. Blaise, but they know that he's the saint where they take those candles out and they put them around your throat and bless them. And St. Blaise is associated with this blessing of throats because when he was bishop, one day one of his parishioners or one of his people, a child was choking on a chicken bone or something, and St. Blaise prayed for this child, and the child was freed of this affliction. And so he's been associated with the blessing of throats to, as it says in the prayer, to, you know, to preserve us, St. Blaise, from all afflictions of throat and of every other illness. And we know that there, you know, we want to be protected from afflictions of the throat. We want our, you know, we want to be preserved from any kind of illness. We want to be in good health, and maybe that's another reason why we should bless our food before we eat it, is to ask God to preserve us from any kind of accidental choking or anything like that. It's a good, another good practical reason why we should bless our food. But Saint Blaise, of course, is a saint that gives us an example of the proper use of our speech and the dangers to to the throat are not just physical, but they're also spiritual. And those spiritual ones are probably much more dangerous than choking on some material food. And we know those dangers are the use of our speech that is so prevalent in our world today, the misuse of speech, you know, the swearing, the blasphemies that come out of people's mouths, especially on TV and Hollywood. It seems that, you know, they take a certain diabolical pride sometimes in seeing how many times they can use foul language. Recently, last year, the movie The Wolf on Wall Street was somehow took a special pride in being the movie that used the most foul language of any movie. They counted over 400 times just the F word was used. And then, of course, not considering all the blasphemies and other religious obscenities that were used in the movie. You know, there's a device out now you can buy that you can play a movie, and it has the ability to recognize all the foul words or any words that you want to eliminate from the movie. It'll replace it with silence. If you were probably to use that on this movie, you would probably think it was a silent movie. And that's how prevalent it is these days. And we need to be mindful of that, you know, that the worst dangers to speech are to misuse it, and that we avoid using our speech in an impure way. You know, we talk about sins against purity. It's not just in thought and actions, but words. And that we have been given the gift of speech first and foremost to adore God, to bless Him. And especially we want to use our speech in a way that will be to our benefit, both materially and spiritually. And so we need to be more mindful maybe of those dangerous uses of our speech that are far worse than choking on something. We want to use our speech to pray, to bless God, to uplift, to uphold the good things in life, and maybe we need to also be mindful of that when what we watch, that, you know, we're not subtly being influenced by this. You know, today and you know, it's kind of shows you the continuing irony of our modern society. You know, they want to warn you, and when you watch a movie these days, they'll tell you, you know, the graphic language or there's nudity, but they seem to be more concerned now. They even tell you if there's smoking in the movie, because they don't want your children to see that the characters might be smoking. And during, you know, primetime TV on most, you don't even see them smoke anymore, because that's far, you know, a terrible thing that our child or our young people should see someone smoking. That's not that smoking is not a good thing, but obviously there's things in movies that are far worse models or examples that we don't want to imitate than the fact that the character is smoking. You know, that seems to be such a ridiculous warped mentality that we have when it comes to our sparing one another of bad examples and things that we don't want other people to imitate. Hollywood, of course, is known for its hypocrisy in many ways, so we shouldn't expect maybe anything different from them. But we need to always be mindful of the saints, like Saint Blaise and other saints, who remind us just by their examples that, you know, we want to be virtuous in all areas, both in thought, word, and speech. And that St. Blaise is a martyr because he used his speech and his life as an example to give witness to Christ. And so for that, he was martyred for Christ. And we hope that on the day that, on Judgment Day, that, you know, that we will have our speech as something to defend us before the judgment seat and not to accuse us, that we won't have what came out of our mouth, as Scripture says, every word that comes out of our mouth will be judged. So that should also keep us very much more mindful of what we say. There's an excellent part from the movie Joan of Arc, the old movie with Ingrid Bergman, where she goes to the knights as she's presented to them as their new leader in the armed conflict. And when she goes there, she sees the immoral behavior of the knights and of the soldiers, and she admonishes them not to use God's name in vain and to clean up their lives, because she says to them that their cause was a holy cause and that they should live in a holy way or God will not bless them. And the same goes for us. We should also be mindful that we want to live in a holy way and to use our speech in a holy way, so that as we bless God with our speech, he will bless us. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen.